Welcome to Let's Talk Clothes, a podcast where each week I sit down with my guest to talk about their relationship with clothing. This week, my guest is Joanna Thompson. Joanna is an artist, concert goer, and dog enthusiast. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
All right, first things first, can you describe your outfit for me?
Oh, yeah. So I'm wearing like a loose-fitted crop top, like tank top. It's like a dusty pink, like mauve.
Yeah, maybe? It's a nice mauve.
With, like black line print on it. I think it's handmade. I got it from Lost and Found in Halifax.
Okay.
Super cute. And then I'm wearing like high rise short denim shorts from Urban Outfitters and mix match socks.
But, like, they're a similar design, they just have different colors.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I got a gift card to Winners and spent $200 on just, like, the same pair of socks.
Really?
Because I'd never want to run out of socks, so I only wear these socks.
I feel like, especially working as a dog walker and, like, the amount of walking that you do, it's just, like, you want to have good socks.
They're the perfect length so they don't fall down where I'm wearing boots, but don't show when I'm wearing boots.
Yes.
Because, like, the feeling of rolling down socks inside boots is, the worst.
Oh, it truly is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
Also, like, even just in Blundstones, which you can slide on and put back on, but it's, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I only wear boots, like, November to, like, April. Are you an all-year-round boots wearer?
Blundstones are my summer shoe.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, I wear sneakers a lot, in my work life, but Bloodstones are also just like, they go with everything.
They truly do.
I don't know. Yeah, and I just like am trying not to buy more clothes and more stuff. I feel like I have enough, so I feel like I'm wearing them also sort of out of desire to not buy sandals.
Fair. You
know, like this weird necessity of like, I just don't want more things.
I feel you on that. Like, I currently, I think it's more of like a monetary thing because I want to like buy one really good thing, so I will spend like $100 to $200 on like the one thing, i.e. sandals or shoes or whatever. Like, I'll spend more money rather than being like, oh, I'll just go to Aldo and get me some shoes that will last me for 2 months. And so I don't have the money right now to be like, oh, I'll buy myself like nicer sandals. Like, I still have sandals that are fine, I just don't like them as much anymore. And I also have sneakers that are fine, although all of my sneakers are falling apart, so I do need to buy a new pair. But it's just, like, I don't want to buy more stuff. I already have working pairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to, like, find the item that I love.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Is that how you've always shopped, or is this a new thing?
No. It's just, like, feeling overwhelmed with the stuff that I have now. But, like, I definitely am impulsive, too. And we'll just, like, see a thing. Or, like, have a mood. I'll just be, like, I'm sad. Like, when I... In my old neighborhood, I lived, like, really close to, like, Forever 21 and stuff, and just, like, feeling overwhelmed with, like, thesis writing was just, like, I'm gonna go feel materials. I'm gonna go, like, touch stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that always, like, leads to, like, being, like, well,
I'm just gonna fill the empty feeling with stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, like, well, everything's a mess, but at least I look cute.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm trying to think back to my master's where, I think because I was in a, I don't know, because you did a Master of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
So it's, like, visual based, it's visual arts, and I was straight up in a fashion master's. Did you feel a need to, like, always, like, look cute or, like, have an outfit as opposed to, like, I feel like there are some people who are just like, I got dressed today.
Yeah, it was very, I got dressed today.
Okay.
It was, like, leggings as pants and the same hoodie, like, for a week straight at one point. It's, like, dark times. but, yeah, I was just, like, make it work. I mean, it was also, like, I was commuting an hour to go, like, work in a studio.
Mm.
And it was, like, a lot of independent studio time. So, like, things just that felt comfortable was usually the priority.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd, like, try and spice it up with a choker most days. But, a little pizzazz, but, or I, like, really loved, like, I have a pair of black overalls that I wear a lot. Yeah. And they have a little front pocket, so it's, like, good. Like, I went to a friend's, like, opening, and because it was, like, at the school, and I was in my studio that day, I was just wearing overalls, and then in the middle of the opening, I pulled, like, a little tiny embroidery hoop out of the front pocket of my, like, overalls.
That's adorable.
And just, like, yeah, carry your scissors and stuff, and I don't know, more practical clothing, definitely.
So would you say that was more so when you were in school that you would have more practical clothing than now, necessarily, or...?
I feel like it's leaning more towards, like, funner things.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, or just, like, more... I mean, do I ever look put together? I don't even know.
Yeah, you know? I feel like you have a look to you.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I said this in one of my other interviews. I don't remember... Maybe it was Tyler's interview, but there was a girl that was in first year with me, Heather, who one day, this has just stuck with me, like, 10 years later, where she was like, as long as your hair and your shoes look, like, put together, the rest of it will just fall into place.
Right.
And I was like, that makes so much sense, and maybe that's why I have such beef with people, like, because I was at Ryerson, and so there were a lot of women in undergrad who would, like, put their cute little outfits together and, like, do their makeup and do their hair, but then just, like, put a ball cap on. And I was like, my sentiments exactly, Joanna. You're making a, like, no face.
Ball caps?
See, I'm not against them, but it was, like, you straightened your hair and, like, you styled your hair, and then you're just, like, ball cap. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why? Like, for me, that, like, doesn't look like a put-together outfit. It's just, like, in my mind... Maybe because I grew up in the suburbs, but, like, throwing a ball cap on is, like, I'm doing errands on Saturday, and you're wearing, like, sneakers, jeans, and a t-shirt, and you're, like, I threw my hair in a ponytail, and I'm just, like, covering the grease.
Yeah. No, totally. I feel like I just never even think about hats. Like,
no?
I don't know. Yeah.
You wear, like, toques and stuff, though, in the winter, don't
you? Yeah. Gotta keep the noggin.
Yeah, I know.
Safe. I don't know, like...
Safe. Cozy.
Cozy. Gotta keep it cozy. I always say a thing that I say is just, like, coz. I don't even say cozy anymore. I just say coz.
I don't know if I can with that.
Okay. I don't know.
We're a couple years apart.
Yeah.
You and your youth.
Yeah. I don't know, but, like, feel like my shoes are, like, always the worst part. And, like, my hair is always... I mean, I guess if my hair's bad, then I, like, freak out. You know?
What would constitute your hair being bad?
My bangs being too long, my shaved sides being shaggy. If I wear, I love a, like, little, like, top bun.
Yeah.
But then if I, like, take it down and then it's, like, frizzy.
I don't know. Yeah. And then you're like, nope, you're going back up. Go back there.
Yeah. The bun is really just, like, laziness. But it looks put together, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top knot is very in.
Yeah.
All right. What has been your relationship with clothing?
Weird.
Okay. Say
no,
more.
I don't know. I just feel like it took me a long time to, like, find a style. Like, because when I grew up in, like, a very small town. And so even in high school, I literally just wore whatever my mom got me.
Yeah.
Like, I never really even thought about it. I maybe had a couple of band t-shirts that were, like, I don't know, embarrassing now. But, like, yeah, I just, like, didn't wear things that, like, I never even thought about, like, things that would flatter my body in any way. It was just kind of, like, put it on. And, like, also the very small town I was from, all of the stores were, like, old lady stores. I don't know, it was just weird. And then, like, sort of leaving, like, maybe, like, 2014, 2013.
Okay.
No, even, like, before then. Just the entire of my undergrad.
Yeah.
I just wore, like, rainbow colors all the time.
You,
like,
did.
Do you remember I had, like, pink pants that I would wear with a green
yes!
shirt? And I had bright blue sneakers that I would wear with the pink pants with the green shirt. And I was just, and I had blue hair. And yep. I feel like I was just, like, it just needs to be colorful.
I feel you on that.
And then I went just, like, wearing black all the time. And then I'd, like, and now I'm, like, in a, I don't know, it feels like I'm, like, finally have a sort of style that, like, feels like my own choice, or, like, things that I actually came to on my own, and not just, like, weird, impulsive, like, like, this is glittery, I'll go with that, like, and I don't know, yeah, I feel like it's not, like, everyone else's, or, like, it's not a typical, like, I don't know, teenagers seem more fashionable than I ever felt, I guess, or, like, have.
I know, right? It just, like, doesn't feel fair. Like, I've looked back on photos of me as a teenager, and it's like, I didn't look bad, but I was definitely like, oh, that's not who I wanted to be, but that's just how I was dressing. Like, I wore a lot of, like, message tees that I, like, they were really, like, fitted when, because, like, even though I probably, like, didn't like how fitted they were because it would, like, show my little rolls and stuff, but also, like, you're 16, calm down. But then I didn't want to wear, like, big oversized stuff because I don't think that's what was being made. Like, I shopped at malls, so it was, like, Old Navy, Hot Topic, Blue Notes, whatever. So, like, they're not going to have, like, a looser fit of stuff. I don't know. But, yeah, like, teenagers nowadays just seem so much more fashionable. Just, like, consistently. But also, we're in the city, which I think is a bit of a...
Yeah, oh, totally.
Like, when I don't know about you, but, like, when I go home, I was just at my mom's last weekend. And it's just, like, no, everyone's dressing about the same in Newmarket as they were 10 years ago. Where it's, like... People are just wearing, like, their little Bermuda shorts and, like, blouses or, like, jeans and hoodies, like.
It's a lot of those, like, long, like, in my hometown, it's a lot of, like, just, like, jeans, probably, like, a lighter wash jean.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, those, like, long knit sweaters.
The duster sweaters.
Like, or just those sweaters that are, like, really big gaps. I don't know, there's always just, like, a cardigan involved.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. And just very, like, safe, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, I feel like here, like, I don't dress, like, weird. Or at least I feel, like, very, like, almost invisible. But
yeah.
When I go home, it's just, like, oh my goodness. Like, and that's always, like, an interesting thing. My family's, like, very close, so I feel,
yeah.
like, very much, like, their opinions, like, affect me a lot. And so that's just interesting to, like, see going from, like, feeling very invisible to just, like... And also, like, I'm the only one, when I go home, I'm the only one who walks anywhere.
Oh, really?
Everyone drives, like, everywhere. So, like, every time I'm walking, it's just, like, I'm the only one.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the, like, kookier one in my family, mostly because I went to art school. I feel like my sister and I have similar taste, but we wear it differently.
Yeah.
Or we can at least appreciate, be like, that's really nice, and, like, maybe I wouldn't wear that, but, like, it looks really good on you. But I think because I'm, like, the artist who has, like, multiple tattoos and, like, ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mom saw my Beats.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom saw that in the car for the first time last weekend, and she was just like, what is this? And I showed it to her, and she was just like, okay. Because she now knows, like, stop making such a big deal about it.
I just got a rat tattooed on my leg, and my mom was like...
Let's see?
My mom was just
oh
like...
Oh my gosh.
All right. Because you can't... Because, like, most of my tattoos, like, she'll be like, oh, that's so beautiful, because I get a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful, but, like, you can't say, like, a, like, spitting rat is, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's not what you would... So she was just like, okay.
Yeah, what see, this that? One I was like, it's Beats, and she was like, oh, I know it's Beats, and it was just like, all right. Anyway, it was just funny. So you'd say you feel like you have a sense of your style, or like that you have a style that you kind of have a hold on, as opposed to just kind of like throwing some stuff together and seeing
what
works?
I feel like I probably have a sense of a style, but like asking me to describe it is a different thing, you know?
Okay, experiment. Pick some words to describe your style.
Playful is big.
Okay.
I think playful is important. Because it's just, like, sometimes I'll have, like, a pretty basic outfit of just, like, skinny jeans and, like, a top. But then I'll have my skinny dip seashell purse.
Yeah.
That's holographic pink.
Yeah.
You know? Or it'll just be, like, everything seems pretty, like, basic. But my cell phone case is an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I do that a lot. Or just, like, I wear, like, a lot of dresses, but with, like, my Doc Martens, you know, like, in, like, pairing, sort of, like, tough and, like, tender.
Oh!
I think I do that. I don't know. Or, like, soft and hard. Yeah, I'm not sure how to describe it.
I feel like that's a pretty good job. Also, I feel like I don't think it's as easy to just, like, describe someone's style as, like, or maybe at least the people I hang out with as, like, preppy or, like, jock or goth or whatever. Like, even within goth, there's, like, summer goth, pastel goth, raver goth. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, wanting to, like, yeah, it's hard to, like, see yourself even fitting in into those groups, right? Because someone in that group is going to be like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
How dare you call yourself a summer goth?
Or it just, like, feels, it can probably feel very limiting to be like, this is what I look like, or this is my aesthetic, or what yeah. have you. To just try to sum it up in, like, 2 to 3 words.
Yeah.
Because everyone likes to feel like a unique snowflake.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think your clothing says about you?
That I don't take things too seriously.
Yeah.
I don't ever want, like, my clothes to just be like, oh, that person is serious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't wear a lot of, like, formal, like, or, like, I don't know, my, like, or professional. I mean, my professional job, I wear, like, sweatpants, too, all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'd say even for, like, formal events, like, graduation, you went to a family wedding, like, a handful of years ago. I feel like even then you were still just like, no, let's add some whimsy to this. Like, let's add some weird stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to a wedding soon, and simply out of, like, all these zany dresses that I bought for weddings and graduations of the past don't fit anymore, and I might have to wear, just a black dress this wedding.
Yeah.
And it hurts me.
How do you think you'll, like, zazz it up?
I don't know, because I don't want to buy more shoes, but maybe shoes. Like, you know, black dress with, like, crazy shoes.
Yeah. But I feel like you could do, like, I don't know if you're, like, a brooch person, but you could do, like, a weird brooch. Nope.
Not
no
a brooch,
brooch
person. Hard no on the brooch. Really? Maybe I'll find a zany choker.
Yes!
I guess I have, like, one that's, like, pretty crazy that I actually never wore but bought on an impulse. It's just like embroidered flowers and it's like really big.
Yes. Something I feel like that'll really, be good.
Yeah. But yeah, I bought like a lot of really nice dresses and they're just gonna hang out for the rest of my life. I mean, maybe they'll fit again one day. It's yeah. just upsetting. Yeah.
So do you hold on to clothes despite them not fitting anymore, or do you kind of have, like, exceptions to it?
My grandma has the most amazing dress collection that is just a dress-up box, but, like, they're actually really amazing dresses.
Yeah.
They're, like, these huge floor-length gowns. And, like, we all just wear them, like, at Christmas. We just, like, put them on, and, like, maybe one of them has a huge rip in the side. But, like, she has a really amazing collection of clothes. There's some pieces that I really want to keep, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bought, like, a dress in England that, like, I wore to my undergrad graduation.
Okay.
And I really want to keep that because it's gorgeous. And there's a few. Like, I want to have, like, a small collection of things just to, like, have, mm-hmm. you know? Because I'm sort of, like, sentimental like that, I guess. Or just...
So it is clothing that has more of, like, has some sort of story behind it, whether it was you got it for graduation, or you bought it on a trip, or whatever, versus, like, short shorts that, like, don't fit anymore, and you're like,
yeah, no, totally. Bye. I'm gonna get rid of all of my Forever 21 clothes. I'm not keeping those.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going through that currently of, like, yesterday I started kind of purging and sorting to move, and there are certain things that I'm like, nope, I'm keeping this, but I have, like, all the clothes that, like, don't fit me anymore, and I'm like, they're shorts. You don't need to keep shorts that don't fit you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, having this discussion with myself of, like, yeah, the more, like, sentimental or the nicer things that it's, like, I'll hold on to this, maybe I'll fit into it again, or maybe I'll just, like, pass it on to someone else. But then the things that are just, like, it's a tank top or something else, it's, like, nope, that can just get donated.
I feel like it's sort of, like, how I feel. It's, like, yeah, some of them are sentimental.
Yeah.
I have this hoodie, it's just, like, a pullover sweatshirt that my grandpa gave me. And it's, like, the embroidery is, like, coming out of it. It's, like, totally falling apart. But, like, I can't, like, I'm never gonna get rid of that. So some of it is sentimental. Some of it's just that it's very nice and, like, I really love,
yeah.
like, some of my nicer dresses that I have. I just, like, really love them and how they look. But also, like, some of it is just, it's kind of like overpacking for a trip. It's just like, I need to feel like I'm always prepared. Like, I don't know. It's like waking up in the morning and trying on 5 outfits and then being like, damn it, I need the pair of shorts that I threw out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not good at purging. Well, I'm trying to get better.
It's tricky because if there are items, like, I have just, in my mind, been like, I've had this one pair of denim shorts for, I don't even know how long, probably 5 years or more, that I'm just like, I love them, but, like, they don't fit right. Like, they're just too snug in the crotch, not to the point of, like, camel toe, but they're just like, you wear shorts because it's hot out, and you don't want, like, denim, like, hugging your crotch in a weird way when it's hot out. So I was right. like, stop wearing these. But now it's like, well, what am I going to wear instead of these?
Yeah, you need to, like, hold on to them until you find the next best thing.
Yeah, and I think I've made do, but it was just like, what am I doing without these?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, comfort in, like, having shorts on the day that you need shorts.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. Right now I don't have sandals, and I don't know if I mind or not, but, like, sometimes I'm just, like, look for them, and I'm like, why did I get rid of that pair?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I'm holding on to my current pair of sandals. I have, like, Birkenstocks, and then I have, like, nice little, like, orange slip-ons that are, like, strappy sandals that I'm just like, I don't want these anymore, but I don't want to take the time and spend the money to, like, get new sandals when I don't know what I want.
I really want Crocs, honestly.
Crocs made, like, nice sandals.
I just want the standard ones. Maybe in, like, pink. I'm not sure, but I really just don't want to, I want someone to buy them for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to buy Crocs, but I also, like, deep down, like, really want them.
Like, for everyday use?
Yeah! Or... I'm, like, walk the dog, go out in the yard, like, take the trash out.
Oh, yeah, that fully makes sense. I just,
maybe wear them to work? I don't know.
I feel like you could get away with it. Like, you're...
Maybe.
I feel like your lifestyle allows you for it, whereas I don't think I'd be allowed to wear Crocs to work. I also just would be like, no, I don't want to wear Crocs to work, because I'm also... Granted, it's an arts organization, so they're pretty chill, but it's like...
You could have them under your desk, like, sneaky, like a little secret.
No, my coworkers would definitely see. But they also... I don't know about you, but, like, I also just have these, like, made-up rules for myself, and one of them for me is, like, don't wear Crocs. The only place I do is my dad's old Crocs when I'm at my mom's.
Oh, I do that, too.
And it's just like, yeah, because you're going to, like, walk out into the yard and it might be wet, or you're going to, like, walk down to get the mail, or, like, just putter about. Oh, they're, like, a men's, like, 9 or 10, so they don't fit me properly.
Yeah, way too big. I do it all the time.
But I love it! Like, my my brother and I have our birthdays around the same time, so we went up to our mom's for a dinner, and we were both, my dad had, like, 2 pairs of Crocs. He had his brown ones, which were his formal Crocs, and his red ones, which were his casual Crocs. And we all were just like, what are you doing? But it was also just like, you were going through ongoing chemotherapy treatment. Like, live your comfiest life. And he loved them. And my mom still has them, like, 8 years later.
Wow.
And, like, we all hated them, but we all now, like, love them.
Yeah.
So my brother and I were both wearing them in the yard.
I hope to one day have 2 pairs of Crocs. Oh, my God. What a dream.
But, yeah, because he, like, didn't want to wear anything else. Because I guess, like... laces and whatever were just too much effort, so he could just slip in and out of them, and he was so comfy and happy.
Wow. Comfy and happy.
Yeah.
Coz.
I think if I saw you more and you just kept saying coz, I would acclimate to it just through, like, exposure.
I spend a lot of time watching weird YouTube videos. Like, not even weird, it's just, like, I'm weirdly into YouTube videos, so I take on, like, this weird, like, hip LA teen talk. They don't say coz is my thing, but they say a lot, like if something I love that for me. Like, if something goes wrong, you just go like, oh, I love that for me.
What?
Or, like, if, I don't know, I'll just come, like, say something about my life, and somebody's like, oh, I love that for you. I've gotten people in my life saying it now.
It's don't understand it enough to, like, adopt it or decide whether I want to adopt it or not.
There was another one. I don't know, yeah, LA, like, cool teenager talk that I'm, like, weirdly doing now. Yeah, I want Crocs. Get me Crocs.
asking them for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, when in doubt. That's how I got my slippers
this year. We don't do Christmas anymore.
What?
We canceled Christmas.
Why?
And it's the best thing that's happened to me.
Oh, okay.
Because I have six... There's six of us. I have four siblings. We were buying gifts for everyone.
Oh, no. What you do is you just, like, Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And so you just get, like, one good thing or, like, a couple of things for one person.
Yeah.
If you want.
We just... Not at all.
That is a lot of you. Yeah. We still do it. Although, it was funny. This past year, my brother's girlfriend came for Christmas. And because we just don't know her well enough yet, a lot of presents were for both of them, as opposed to, like, one for you and one for you. It was, like, two presents for both of you. I fully did that.
Yeah.
But they also just moved, so I was, like, housewares, and, like, I framed a print for them and stuff like that. So I was, like, things to put in your home.
That's, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Christmas gifts.
Yeah, stressful. They're stressful. So stressful. Back to questions.
Yes.
What on a tangent? So you think your clothing says that you're playful. What do you want your clothing to say about you?
I don't know, like... Oh, I don't know. What do I want it to say?
It doesn't have to be groundbreaking.
No, I know, but, like, even, like, basic. It doesn't have to be groundbreaking. What do I want it to say about me? That I kind of have it together.
Fair.
I feel like that's a pretty standard, like, what people want. I don't know, what do people want their clothing to say about them?
I don't know. Like, I think it varies from person to person, and that's why I like asking.
Right.
But then, like, who flipped it on me? Someone flipped it on me, and they're like, what do you... Oh, no, it was Veronica. And she was like, what do you think my clothing says about me? And I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah. What did it say about me? Just, like, leave me alone.
Fair. I mean, that is my choice some days, too.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was,
don't
like...
Don't approach me.
...out doing errands. And so many people, like, headphones in, kept talking to me.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I went down to Eaton Center. I, like, picked up and dropped off film. And then I went over to the Eaton Center. And I, like, got a coffee at one end. And then just, like, walked the mall and was like, oh, let's look at Chapters. Oh, let's look at this place. And I went through Nordstrom. And I like looking at their jewelry counters. Like, it's just nice. But, like, also based off of, like, my weird meandering pattern, people were probably just, like, shoplifter.
Yeah.
But I had
she
headphones
looks like
in.
Trouble.
I had headphones in. And, like, I get that you have to greet me and blah, blah, blah. But I was, like, having headphones in a store, to me, is the universal sign of, like, I'm looking at stuff. I'll find you if I need you.
Yeah.
Like, don't. And it was weird because someone was like, hi there, how are you? And I was like, I'm fine. And then, because I could, like, get enough of that. But then she started saying more things. I had to take my headphones out and be like, sorry, what? Like, and now I look like a rude asshole. Because yeah. You're just doing your job, but also, like, leave me alone.
Yeah. I sort of respond with, like, weird, like, you too. Or just, like, yes, yes, they, no. I don't know. And just, like, make it weird. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Definitely I feel that some days where you're, like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Go away.
Yeah, I read a great tweet that was, like, every man who motions for me to take up my headphones... to tell me something stupid should be, or to tell me something, like, stupid or pointless, should be charged $50.
Oh and my
gosh.
I was
like, same!
I got so duped at the Lansdowne station. I was, like, sitting on one of the chairs, just waiting, and this guy came up to me and was like, excuse me, excuse me. And I was just like, what? I should have just ignored him, but he's like, excuse me. And then he goes, like, can I sit there? Can I just have that seat so I can sit next to my girlfriend there? Because there was a woman sitting next to me. And I was like, whatever. And so I was like, I'm not fighting this. And so I just moved. And he sat down for, like, 5 seconds, not his girlfriend, which I just, like, couldn't be bothered to be, like, is this your girlfriend? Because she was, like, looking in a different direction. And he sat down for, like, 5 seconds and then got up, looked back at me, laughed, and walked down the stairs. And I was like, why? Like, yeah, I got played, but, like, you're an asshole.
That's such a weird... People are... Why? No!
Thank you! I was just like, why? It's 11 o'clock on a Friday... What does this do? What does this do? But yeah, I feel that. There should be a tax on men being like, take your headphones off, and then being like, you look nice today. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why did that? Oh, I had a coworker yesterday tell me to smile, and then I told him to get out of my office.
Recently, this was like so, like, in me, like, trying to go out and, like, have a good time, and failing. I wanted to go to this show, and the entire way to the show, was at the Phoenix.
Oh, okay. What show was it?
The Wonder Years. Yeah, very nostalgic for this band. Wanted to, like, you know, have a nice nostalgic time.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire way on the subway there, people stared at me. Like, you know, when you turn and look at them and they don't look away?
Oh, gross.
That happened all the way there. And then while I was at the show, just, like, not, you know, just, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
Quietly minding my own business. And then some guy just, like, kept grabbing my ass.
Ew.
I turned around. He was, like, 16, 17. That was gross. Then I left and just, like, got drunk at a friend's bar. But I was just like, why? Like, I just let me live. Like, just leave me alone.
I know.
I just want to be left alone. That's what I, yeah. That I maybe have, that's what I want my aesthetic to say. That I maybe have stuff together. Maybe don't take things too seriously. But also just, like, leave me alone.
I know. I remember once describing my, like, aspirational look, I think to my sister, as, like, put together but could kick your ass.
Yeah.
Like, put together, but don't talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we, I mean, how do I get better at that?
Dark lipstick.
Yeah.
And do I have it on my phone? I want to, like, pose this question to you, because you might be the first, or, like, no one else answered to me. What if resting bitch face is just an evolutionary development of multiple generations worth of getting catcalled?
Yeah, it's just people being tired.
So it's just,
I'm just
like,
fucking tired.
Yeah, like, I have this bitchy look on my face because I don't want you to talk to me.
Yeah.
And, but yet somehow you still think it's an invitation to talk to me, to tell me to not have a bitchy look on my face.
Yeah.
Can't win!
Yeah. Yeah, you can't win. You can't win.
Can't win.
I don't know, yeah. I think that's true. I mean, nobody has to smile.
Ugh.
I don't know. You don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know. Like, yeah, there's, like, people have said weird stuff to me, like, on the street and stuff. Or, like, and it's just, like, you don't know what kind of day other people are having. So just, like, chill.
And why do you feel entitled to, like, talk to some random stranger about things that have nothing to do with you? I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I think that, like, lots of people feel, like, entitled to, like, your time and conversation. And that, like, really annoys me and makes me really tired.
Same.
I don't bike because I'm scared of the road.
Fair.
And I don't drive. And I, like, I'm getting to the point where I'm, like, I need to stop taking public transit. Because it's, like, not, it doesn't make me feel good. And, yeah. I mean, I love to walk.
True. But, like, Toronto's, to get between neighborhoods is not
a
walking
city.
Yeah,
no, I, like, regularly go to the West End. It's not an option.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. We touched on this a little bit. Do you have any personal fashion rules?
Personal fashion rules? I feel like I used to.
Yeah.
And I've given up on a lot of them.
Like what?
I don't know. I used to, like, be like, I'm never going to wear sweats in public, but I always wear sweats in public.
Fair.
I don't know. Leggings as pants was weird to me, but, like, I kind of like it. I don't think I like fashion rules. Or, like, personal fashion rules. I feel like that comes from a place of, like, seeing other people doing it and being like, oh, I don't want to do that. And I don't, like, want to judge other people.
That's very enlightened.
Okay.
Oh, I think I still just have a lot of that judginess in me. So I just, like, or, like, internalized whatever I learned as a child.
Right.
That I am still enacting of, like, as I was saying, like, I would never wear Crocs to my workplace, and I still, for myself, I'm like, no, I don't want to wear sweatpants in public. But it's just one of those, like, I think I also need to accept, like, everyone has their own choices. Don't get so worried.
Yeah, and, like, my job is, like, super casual.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't know where anyone's going or, like, what they're doing and, like, things that don't appeal to, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, I definitely, like, do that still sometimes, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone kind of does. But you have to, like, catch yourself in being, like, Don't do that. I hate flip-flops. I'm going to say that. No flip-flops. Nobody should wear flip-flops in public.
What about, like, at the beach?
At the beach is fine.
But, like, on the street, no flip-flops.
On the street, no flip-flops.
Yeah, like, in Toronto, no flip-flops. What are you doing?
So, I take it back everything I said. My fashion rule is no flip-flops.
Fair.
I get upset if I see somebody's... I don't want to see anyone's feet. I don't like seeing my own feet.
How do you feel about those weird toe shoes?
I'm weirdly obsessed with them.
Really?
I'm weirdly intrigued.
Would you ever get a pair?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. But, like, what's the process of getting a pair? Do I need to get my toes sized?
Oh, I don't even know.
Like, it just seems like a weird process, too. Like, I don't want to have to go to a shoe store and show someone my feet for them to, like, be like, oh, these toe shoes might fit your toes best.
I just assumed it was standard sizing, and then, like, either your toes fit or they don't.
Yeah. I don't know,
like,
either.
People have such different shaped toes. Like, I have little stubby toes, and then there are people who have, like, long, like, finger toes.
Yeah.
Can they wear toe shoes?
I don't know.
There has to be some stretch to them.
Yeah, no, totally. But I would just, like, wear them at home, like, alone.
To this day, they've been a thing for, like, almost 10 years, but to this day, I still will, like, be talking to a person, and I'll glance down and see them toe shoes.
No, you're, like, entranced.
And just be like, oh, no.
I can't look away.
Yeah, and you're like, please stop talking.
The room just, like, goes quiet. You're just like, toe shoes.
Stare at your shoes for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, flip-flops is the only rule I have, I think.
Fair.
Or, like, you know those hats that are just, like, I mean, I would never wear them, but, like, is it a fashion? Like, it's not even a rule. I would just never wear them.
What?
You know those, like, weird hats that are, like, sort of, like, pointed, but like this? And they're, like, they're usually, like,
a thicker
material.
Oh, like a little straw hat? Or...
No, they're, like,
Oh, like what everyone thinks is a fedora, but is actually, like, a trilby or whatever it is?
No.
What are you talking about?
It's, like, an old Irish guy would wear them. And they're
sort of like a wool cap?
Yeah, yeah. Those are weird. I don't like those.
Fair. An old Irish guy would wear them. Is it just that, like, you would never wear it, or you just, like, don't like them?
I just don't like them. I don't like seeing them.
Fair.
But it's not really a fashion rule, so it's not like I have to, like, you know what I mean? With sweatpants, you have to, like, take them off before you leave your house if you're, like, if your fashion rule is not to wear sweatpants.
Yeah.
But, like, the old Irish man hat.
Yeah.
It's not like I have it in a drawer in my house and I have to, like, tell myself, like, never wear it in public. It just never comes up. So I don't think it counts.
I feel like that still counts as, a personal preference or fashion rule of just, like, no, I will never, ever, ever, like, one of my friends that I interviewed, she was just, like, I never wear hats.
I don't think I do either, but hats also look very good on me.
Do they? Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, like, I have a good head for hats or something, but also I just, like, don't know how to make hats work with the rest of an outfit.
I know, I have one, I got very excited last year, and I bought this, like, wide-brimmed straw hat that has, like, a little bow on the back. It's very, like, Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah.
But I wear it in very specific situations, because it's, like, I'm not just gonna wear this to and from, like, this is, like, a leisure hat where I'm, like, going for a picnic or something. Like, this is a, like...
You don't wear it inside.
No.
Sunglasses inside situation. Yeah. Another fashion rule. Never wear sunglasses inside.
I can't wear
sunglasses because my glasses.
But... Yeah. But people who just, like, keep their sunglasses on indoors.
Or flip them to the back of their head.
Oh, gross. No. It's not even the flipping around. It's, like, they take them off, rotate them 180 degrees, and then
they're just
stick
like,
them.
This is a good place for them.
Like, Guy Fieri does that.
Oh,
I will not do what Guy Fieri does.
Yeah, pretty much all of Guy Fieri is my fashion, or, like, my personal
fashion don't.
Every choice he makes.
I love it. His food choices, though, very good, but yeah, like, fashion choices, no.
Yeah.
Alright, do you have any style icons? If so, who?
No, I don't know. What's a style icon?
It could literally be, like, your friend to, like, a celebrity to just, like, a person you saw one day and you were like, yeah,
right.
Man.
Okay, so my style icons are, like, mostly people on Instagram.
Fair.
And I'm gonna say that I'm a really big fan of Dump Him's style.
Dump Him?
It's like Dump underscore Him, I think. Or their style is rad. And
I love that this is a handle, because a podcast I listen to, at the end they do like listener letters, questions, whatever. And a lot of them are about relationship stuff. And from the get-go, it's like, what do I do? And they're always just like, dump him, dump him. Because it's just like, the answer is going to be dump him.
Yeah.
In most scenarios, it is dump him.
And then there's this artist, photographer, Nuran Matis, who also has really cool style.
How do you spell
that? And I think about it a lot.
Okay.
They have a pair of bright yellow Kodak sweatpants that I'm trying to find. I need them.
Fair.
Like, it just says Kodak along the side, and it's, like, Kodak yellow.
I found an old Kodak, like, courier bag at Value Village, like, months ago. It's not even, like, a nice, like, messenger bag. It literally was just, like, think those, like, big IKEA bags.
Yeah.
But Kodak. For them to, like, carry stuff to and from. It was just, like, the...
Did you get it?
No.
Oh.
I'm having, this is a while ago, but I think since moving to Toronto, I've been like, don't buy stuff just to have it because like.
Yeah. Impulse control.
Yeah. And like, as much as there are things that I'm like, I would love, I think it's more so clothes. Like when I travel and there's, in Halifax, there's Elsie's and then in Vancouver, there's Bourjou's that are the like consignment shops that I love.
Right.
And I'm just like. No, I have to have this. And then I get it home and I'm like, why did I... Like, I have this, like, beautiful, like, spring or autumn weight brocade coat that's, like, to the elbow with these, like, beautiful buttons. And I'm pretty sure it fits me. I tried it on there and it fit me, but I don't know if I was, like... Anyway. It was, like, far too much money, but I bought it anyway. But it's, like, when in my life am I going to wear this? Like, no Toronto weather is this... weight of coat.
Yeah.
It's either, like, it is 40 degrees out, or it's minus 30.
Gotta go on a trip now.
I know, but then I have to pack the coat!
I know, packing coats.
No.
No.
But yeah, every so often I have, like, I think I am, like, remorseful about that impulse control, where I'm just like, no, I'm buying this anyway!
Are you remorseful about the Kodak bag?
That I didn't get it? No.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, where would I put it? In my apartment.
In my arms.
I think because I also am very particular about, like, how I organize my space.
Right.
So it's just, like, I don't like having things just, like, crammed to the... Because it probably end up at the back of my closet, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I need things to be, like, and this has a bin, and this has a hook, and blah, 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 blah. I know where it is. Because it's always when you want it that you're just, like, where did it go?
Right. Sorry. I'm, like, thinking about things that I've been missing. I've lost my TV speaker... remote, so I can't turn on the speakers for my TV, and also the charger cord for my Bluetooth speakers are somewhere in my room.
And it's not a big room.
I'm living like audio-less, you know.
Oh.
Right now, and it's frustrating, but I don't have a good organizational system.
I know. That's something that makes me nervous about this move is that like I need to be organized. I need to like set this house up nicely.
Yeah, otherwise it's gonna be chaos. Fresh starts are nice.
True.
But
also it is like bringing together of two households and two different like personalities, which is scary.
Yeah. Just put all your stuff in the drawers first and be like, they're mine.
No, that's how shit ends up on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you would like to add, or do you want to move on to some like segments, wrap up games?
Whatever. I like wrap up games.
Okay, let's do the games. Okay, let's do. Let's do some reminiscing. What is your most, or one of, or we're gonna have many, most embarrassing fashion moment?
Whoa. I don't know. Like, wearing your clothes inside out by accident sometimes.
Do you do that?
Once in high school in, like, gym class, like, you leave gym and you change back into, like, your, like, clothes.
Yeah.
And then I was wearing a shirt inside out for a while, and then finally a friend told me. But I feel like it was only embarrassing because everyone, like, made it seem embarrassing. Like, I wasn't actually embarrassed. Or, like, I only felt embarrassed because everyone was like, ah, like...
oh no, your clothes were inside out. And yeah, you didn't know. Like, bah, ha, ha.
People saw the inside of your clothes. You know? I don't know. What's, like, actually embarrassing?
Or just, like, some outfits that, like, you put on in the morning and then you went out into the world and then you were like, oh no.
Yeah. One time in Halifax, the bus strike.
Oh, the fucking bus strike.
And so I had to walk, like, an hour to school, an hour back every day in the snow.
Up Citadel Hill.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to, but...
Up Duke.
Yeah.
That stupid hill.
And I was wearing, like, a... I don't know, like, a dress that, like... What's this length?
Like, mid-thigh?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Mid-thigh. Mini-skirt? Whatever.
Mini-dress, something like that. And I was wearing, like, tights... And as I was walking home, my tights were falling down.
Oh, no!
And, like, that's a really hard thing to, like, discreetly fix while you're walking for an hour.
Yeah, that's not really a thing to, like, discreetly fix it.
Just, like, hike those back up. And it was stressful, and I just, like, was keeping walking, but I was just like, oh, my God. My little, like, literally, these are falling down, and I felt really embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone noticed. Somebody actually did try and talk to me while I was walking home, and I just, like, kept walking. Maybe they were talking to me about something completely different. I don't know, but, like, I was, like, embarrassed.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know which is worse, those moments where, like, you know what's happening, but everyone else seems fine with it, and so, like, you're just holding on, you're just, like, internalizing the embarrassment or whatever, or if someone is just, like, hey, your skirt is tucked into your underpants.
Yeah.
Like, it's embarrassing because someone told you, but I feel like sometimes how it's, like, it dissipates quicker because you're like, oh, I can laugh about this with other people versus, like...
And you could fix it.
Yeah. Versus, like...
As opposed to not acknowledging it's, like...
Yeah, and trying to, like, hide it and, like, throughout however long it is, whether it's an hour walk home or if it's, like, your entire workday that you're just like, I hope no one notices this!
Yeah. Yeah. One time, this guy, like... I guess I wear a lot of, like, tights in the wintertime. And I was riding in an elevator, and this one guy was like, oh, you have, like, a, like, there's a rip in your tights. And I thought that was really funny, because it was just, like, tights are so hard to wear more than once without getting a hole in them. Like,
yeah.
They snag so easily, and I just thought it was funny that he was bringing it up, and I, like, explained to him that I was like, no, like, it's impossible not to have holes.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, I don't know about you, but, like, I sometimes like to get, like, tights that have, like, little lacy patterns or whatever, so, like, they are designed with holes, and then you're, like, by the end of the day, I guarantee I'm putting my finger through this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I change the choices I make in terms of the ones that I pick, but I sort of just accept that, like, I'm probably gonna wear these once before they get a hole in them. Maybe twice. Like, if I wear them more than twice without getting a hole, it's sort of, like, bonus.
Yeah.
Bonus wear. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's play this or that.
Okay.
I will give you two options and you will pick one. So, stripes or plaid?
Plaid? Plaid. I'm like, I don't know. Plaid.
Okay.
Plaid.
Florals or polka dots?
Florals. Florals.
Dressed up or dressed down?
Dressed down.
Fair. Heels or flats?
Flats. I used to love wearing heels. I used to think that I could wear heels. I used to have pairs of 6-inch heels.
Yeah.
6-inch platform heels. But I'm already tall.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was thinking. And, comfort is key.
I feel like platforms wouldn't be that bad, although I guess you are still dealing with this, like, weird balance business.
Yeah, it's a balance thing, and also just, like, I already... Like, I feel like I'm a good height.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I put on a heel, I just feel like I'm towering over everyone, and I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I was, like, all about heels for a while.
Yeah. Makeup or au naturel?
So my thing is to wear au naturel, except then, like, have gold lipstick.
Nice.
Or just, like, blue lipstick.
Yeah.
But the rest is, like, I'm not good at makeup. So, like, if I have eyeshadow on, I've just put it on with my fingers.
Fair.
And I just do eyeshadow, lipstick. I don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate, like, a well-done face, but I just am, like, I don't think I'm patient enough to, like, put in the effort every day of, like, and I'm going to do, like, my foundation and a little blush and a this and a that and a...
I actually just never learned how. Like, I don't know
how to. Oh, I don't know how to either.
But
I feel like there's enough, if I wanted to learn, if, like, someone wanted to learn, there's enough YouTube tutorials to be like, and this is how you do this. Yeah. I'm just, like, I don't even like wearing mascara anymore. Like, I have dark enough lashes. It makes my eyes feel weird.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn mascara.
I forget to take it off. It's just a mess. So I don't wear it anymore.
Yeah.
Dress or pants?
Dress. Dress.
I like how you're just like, answer. Repeat answer.
Sorry.
No, I just, like, it's feel cute.
Very passionate about it.
I appreciate that. Jean jacket or leather jacket?
Jean jacket.
Nice. Minimalist or embellished?
Minimally embellished?
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that, where, like, I like to have a nice outfit or, like, just an outfit and then be like, and here's a fun thing.
Yeah, but it's not fun all over. It needs to be, like, a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite at the level of, like, the advanced style ladies, where they're just, like, the whole outfit is, like, this very bold statement, and I'm just like, there is so much happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be on that level some days.
One day. I'm not against it, but I just feel like right now, not now.
Yeah. I still need to be, like, move freely. Like,
yeah.
You know, be comfortable, but, like, also a little jazzy.
Yes. Do you prefer shopping in malls or boutiques?
Malls or boutiques.
Or you can add in your own, like, option if you want.
Oh, this or that or that?
Who knows?
It
would be a first time.
I don't know if I have a preference, really. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to say boutiques. That seems cooler. But, like, I just don't know if I like shopping in general.
Mm, fair.
Like, it's just a little stressful. This summer I've been trying to find a swimsuit, and you really have to be in, like, a good mood.
Oh, gosh. To, like,
put things on your body.
Yeah.
And it's so draining. I went to the Eaton Center a few weeks ago. And I just started talking, like, people in stores were, like, approaching me, and I was just, like, talking nonsense to them because I, like, just really needed to get out of there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it seems like if you're trying to find a particular thing and need to go to 5 stores, then it all makes sense.
Yes.
Boutiques are, like, more seeking out. Like, that's more draining in a different way because you have to, like, be like, oh, well, where are they?
Oh, yeah, you have to, like, find the place to, like, get the thing, versus malls, you're like, if I throw it out there, something's gonna come back to me.
Yeah.
But then you also were just, like, in this windowless maze for more than an hour, probably, like.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how big the bay is. I started at one end. I was, like, I, like, came out of the subway and was, like, oh, I need to go to this floor for, like, bathing suits. But it was at, like, the other end of the floor, in a weird spot, and I was just, and then also the bay is really bad for not having people around when you need them to be like, can you at least point me in the direction of the thing I want, please?
Yeah.
And so you just, like, meander about, and you hopefully eventually find the thing you want. I don't know.
When I was a kid, I used to go to, like, malls with my mom sometimes, and she really doesn't do well in malls.
Yeah.
And she would, like, have, like, panic attacks in the mall, and I was, like, 8, and it was, like, really stressful situation. Because the lack of windows, she would, like, lose sense of direction and, like,
just get overwhelmed. Oh, yeah, so, like, they're designed that way.
Yeah, and, yeah, I don't have an answer.
Fair.
For this or that.
That's all right.
Because they're both different beasts.
It's true, they are. But some people prefer one over the other, but they definitely are for, like, different purposes.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, a mall, I need to, like, find, I want, like, new shoes, and there's, like, 5 shoe stores, so I'm just gonna go to every shoe store until I find what I want, versus, like, for me, if I want a new bra, there's, like, a bra shop that I like in, like, Mervish Village, and I'm just, like, I go there for my bras because I know that they will bring me a quality product.
Right, but you have that knowledge going in.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, final question. If you were a garment, what garment would you be?
Does it have to be one of my own garments?
No.
Oh.
It can be. Why do you sound disappointed? It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
Well, the other one, like, if it's any garment, that's just so vast. And it would be sad to be a garment that I don't have, you know? Like, that's a little, like, sad to me.
Yeah, fair. But I think it can also be aspirational. Like, Alyssa, okay. who you've met, she was just like, I would be this, like, dope-ass, like, gossamer, like, cape. She does not own, this, like, lightweight tulle cape. Like, she doesn't own a little capelet, but she would love to.
Right.
So that's how it can be, like...
Do you want to, like, pool together our funds and, like...
Get her a cape? Get her this cape? She'd love it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's where, like, it doesn't have to be something you own, but if you want it to be a garment you already own, then by all means.
Well, I have this light purple denim jacket that has patches on it that I've patched myself.
Nice.
The sewing machine my friend lent me. And it has ripped elbows. I don't know why. But I really love it, and I think I would be that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why that one over, like, your other garments?
I don't know, that one just makes me happy. Like, because, like, the patches are, like, sort of, like, ones that I've gathered over time and that I really like, or, like, that friends have given me, and I guess maybe there's just a lot of heart in it.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of heart in it, you know?
That's sweet.
It's like, and it's like, I think, like, a patched jacket is supposed to be, like, this, like, tough thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, mine's purple, and it has, like, a bunch of pink patches on it, that I've gathered over time from, like, friends and, like, different places, and some of them are, like, really funny, and I just, yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
It's tough and tender, just like you.
Yep, that's me.
All right, well, that wraps up this interview. Thank you so much, Joanna, for being on the podcast. If people would like to see what you were up to, if they want to see your art practice or what have you, where can they find you online?
My Instagram is... It's, like, embarrassing. I gotta double-check that it's right. I don't want to lead you astray. underscore Joanna Thompson underscore. I guess I have a website, too.
What's your website?
God.
You're a much better art student than I am. The only website I've ever made is for the podcast because I had to, because that was a rule I made for myself. Do I have a personal website for my art? Nope.
It could be fun thing to try.
I feel like I'll try the podcast out and see how that one goes. That one's going just fine.
Okay, it's Joanna - Thompson.com.
Wonderful.
Yep, that's where I live.
Very nice. You and all your art.
Yeah.
All right.
My internet presence.
Thank you again. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email talkclothes@gmail.com, or you can follow along on Instagram @talkclothespodcast. And it would be great if you could rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. But yeah, until next time, lovely listeners, I bid you adieu.
Chill.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite, where, like, I hit a point where I'm just like, ugh, I'm so far from a shower. Why don't I just die filthy?